Forgiveness is like a coin. There are two sides to it. These two sides of forgiveness are vital for each of us to understand if we're going to live biblically and build strong, healthy relationships. Not only should forgiveness be shown to an offender, but a person must ask for forgiveness for the wrong that he or she has done to someone else. It takes humility and strength of character to admit when we've done something wrong, or said something wrong, or have offended a family member or someone at church. Strong, healthy relationships are built on a willingness to both forgive and to ask for forgiveness whenever offenses occur. The strongest relationships are not between those who never hurt or offend one another. Such relationships don't even exist. But between those who ask each other's forgiveness on a regular basis. Pride keeps us back from asking forgiveness, or even thinking that we need to ask for forgiveness. When there is pride, we tend to be more critical and judgmental of others. On the other hand, people who realize they're wrong and ask for forgiveness develop a deeper understanding of what it means to be forgiven. And it's out of this experience of needing forgiveness that a person learns how to fully forgive those that have hurt him. Scripture says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org. You can also visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/homelifeministries.